fact, we now have the first female premier in KwaZulu-Natal, Nomusa Dube-Ncube. And that's where we're going right now, because earlier today, she was elected as the premier of KwaZulu-Natal. She was sworn in as well. Interestingly, and I find this particularly interesting, is the fact that this all happened in Mooi River in the Midlands today. That was the site that was chosen for this to take place. And I do wonder why. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN's KZN correspondent, watching this for us. And Nhlanhla, do you happen to have an answer for that? Why is this all happening in Mooi River today?
Well, Mandy, we are told that usually the Women's Parliament sits here in Mooi River instead of the provincial legislature. So in celebration of the Women's Month, and that the province for the first time since the democratic democratic South Africa is electing a KZN premier, which is a female on this particular month. So we're told this is the reason why it has been brought here in the Women's Parliament in Mooi River, Mandy.
Ah, that makes sense. I think from the optics and how it looks, that's why they would choose to do it there. So speak us through what happened today. Nomusa Dube-Ncube being elected as the premier of KZN. Was it opposed? Was it overwhelming?
Well, it was overwhelming. Mainly, there was a celebration, singing and chanting from all some parties, rather, in the provincial legislature. In fact, she received most support support from most parties in the legislature, except of course for the DA that also brought their own candidate forward. That is Mabato again, the DA in the province, going as far as saying that they were opposing or contesting that position of premier, saying that they also wanted to take chances. But also, many, I think many would have expected the ANC to scoop that particular post, because they are the majority in the House, but also with the support of the likes of the IFP and the EFF and others. Now, maybe the sitting took place in Mooi River, like I mentioned, where Nomusa Dube-Ncube was elected officially as the premier of KwaZulu-Natal. We saw chants and singing, and of course, more of happiness from women to say, finally, a woman is leading the provincial government for the first time in so many years. And in fact, she was also officially sworn in as Premier of the province. Let's take a listen to Nomusa Dube-Ncube taking her out of office.
I, Nomusa Dube-Ncube, swear that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and will obey, respect, and uphold the Constitution and all other laws of the Republic. And I undertake to hold my office as Premier of the province of KwaZulu-Natal with honor and dignity.
And Nhlanhla, she also gave a speech afterwards. What has she said about taking on this position as premier?
Of course, her speech mainly focused on some of the issues facing the province. This is one of the provinces that's facing the high rate of crime, but also unemployment and poverty also taking a toll on citizens. You remember, the province, like any other province in the country, was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, but it was bad in this province. You'd remember that for long, KZN was an epicenter that led to a lot of businesses shutting their doors. But recently, the floods that we've seen in the province are taking a toll, of course, on many businesses, even amounting to over 25 billion rand worth of damages that were caused by the floods. So she was basically telling the House that she will be delivering to the best of her ability as premier. But also, this would also bring questions and mainly as to, she only has a year and a few months in office, when would such be achieved? But of course, promises and promises from the premier. And of course, maybe I must mention, we had reaction from political parties such as the DA calling on her to create, you know, economic and job opportunities in the province. The likes of the IFP also welcoming that she's sworn in into this position, and also saying that they would like to see her giving all the relevant support to the Zulu royal household. But you have the likes of the EFF who say many municipalities collapsed during her tenure as the cocktail MEC in the province, going as far as saying they still wanted to account for those. But the MEC says she will do at the best in ability to serve the people of the province, mainly.
Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter in Mooi River today. That's where that's been happening. The newly elected, newly sworn in Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Nomusa Dube-Ncube, has been sworn in. That all happened in Mooi River. And of course, the big fuss here, and we've spoken about this on the show, is the fact that she is the first female Premier of KwaZulu-Natal. And analysts saying we need to make a fuss about it. It is a massive step against patriarchy in KwaZulu-Natal and on the political landscape in general. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. Let me know what you think about that one.